the building fell. The south building just crumbled from the top. Oh, my God.
I can't imagine anything worse than this.
Is that the second building of the World Trade Center going down?
Yes, that is the second. That is the second tower. That is the second tower.
It's a huge plume of smoke that came out of the middle of the building, and then the building just disappeared in the smoke.
That's how the events played out here on 1010 Winds yesterday morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Riley. In the most devastating terrorist onslaught ever waged against America, knife-wielding hijackers crashed two airliners into the World Trade Center, toppling the Twin Towers. The deadly calamity was witnessed as another plane slammed into the Pentagon and a fourth crashed outside of Pittsburgh.
As many as 300 firefighters have been lost, at least 32 police officers missing, scores of Port Authority employees missing, potentially thousands of Trade Center occupants dead. The mayor said he has now spoken to the families of some of the fire department brass confirmed dead, and he had this to tell them.
Explain to them that they were working very hard and they were working at what they love to do, and I'm sure their efforts will end up having saved other lives. And their families can be very proud of them.
Fire Commissioner Tom Von Essen, filled with grief, could barely speak about his lost friends at the press briefings. The mayor will again brief the press and the public in the morning as the recovery effort continues all night. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds at the Mayor's Command Center.
And establishing the death toll could take weeks. The four airliners alone had 266 people aboard, and there were no known survivors on those planes. Winds News Time 401. Let's get an update now on traffic and transit. Here's with Shadow Traffic's Rick Forrest. Rick?
Well, Chris, traffic is starting to open up in some of the boroughs right now. We're getting word that the Major Deegan Expressway has been reopened in the Bronx. Southbound side have been stopped earlier at 233rd Street. It looks like the Henry Hudson Parkway may be opening up again, as all traffic before had been diverted off at the Henry Hudson Bridge. Traffic in Queens moving again on the westbound LIE from the Nassau line on out, but you still cannot use the Midtown Tunnel or any of the other Queens or Brooklyn crossings to get to Manhattan. All the bridges and tunnels heading into Manhattan appear to be shut down, Hudson River crossings included. With one exception, you can get to New Jersey at the George Washington Bridge. You'll be diverted to the upper deck, but you do have access. Do not go to the Lincoln or Holland tunnels. Traffic in New Jersey proper, eastbound Route 80 and the New Jersey Turnpike closed where they merged. Traffic diverted over to the Fort Lee locals. Eastbound Route 4 closed in Englewood. The Palisades Parkway south is closed at Exit 2. You're diverted on the 9W. Route 46 is closed east in Fort Lee. Eastbound Route 3 closed at the New Jersey Turnpike. Northbound Route 1 and 9 closed at the Pulaski Skyway. The Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike that goes to the Holland Tunnel is closed, and Route 440 going north is diverted off to the local streets in Perth Amboy. In Manhattan, the FDR Drive and West Side Highway both remain off limits south of 125th Street, and that's for both directions. Brooklyn, the inbound Gowanus Expressway closed off at the Prospect Expressway. Nobody allowed on the BQE after that, with directions closed from the Battery Tunnel split up to the LIE. The Belt Parkway going west, westbound side at the JFK Airport, traffic diverted to the service highway. The Triborough Bridge is closed to Manhattan, but the Throgs Neck and Whitestone bridges do remain open in both directions. The Staten Island-bound Gothels, Bayonne, and Outer Bridge crossings all remain closed. At the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, first of all, no air traffic, commercial air traffic today till at least noontime. New Jersey Transit has limited New York City service, as does PATH trains to New York. Metro North will be operating on a Saturday schedule today. They'll resume normal service sometime later on today. LIRR with full service. The subways south of Canal Street are shut down. The Staten Island Ferry is only open to emergency service personnel, and alternate side parking rules are suspended. More shadow traffic and transit in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 404. 1010 Winds reporter Lisa Evers spent much of the day down in Lower Manhattan assessing the damage, and she joined us now.
The firefighters, police officers, and EMTs who brave the dangers to search for survivors in the dusty rubble of this catastrophe hope to save lives, but in many cases it was just too late.
I found a foot, a burnt foot, which we bagged. I found a female hand with a gold ring on it.
EMT Yossi Stern says the grim reality of what they had to do was soon painfully obvious.
Bagging several bodies. One was a female that had, you could tell by the nail polish, she was female, and then there was a man right beside her.
He says the only way he made it through the long, grueling hours was adrenaline and the hope of finding someone alive. Lisa Evers, 1010 Winds at Chambers in West Street.
Winds News Time 4:05. U.S. officials have begun piecing together a case linking Osama bin Laden to the attack. Authorities are focusing on their effort, some of their efforts on possible bin Laden supporters in Florida. That information based on the identification of a suspected hijacker on one of the manifests of the four jets that crashed. Sources say FBI is preparing to search locations in Broward County in southern Florida, as well as Daytona Beach in central Florida. Those locations have links to the suspected bin Laden supporter on the jet communique. Mayor Giuliani's vowing the U.S. will hunt down those responsible for the attacks. The mayor says he witnessed the horror at the World Trade Center.
I have no doubt that we're going to find out who's responsible for this and that we're going to make an example out of them. And I believe that ultimately the strength of American democracy will prevail. We have to have confidence in ourselves now, and we have to have a sense that our government, a government of democracy and laws, is the future of this world, not this kind of horrible, awful, inhumane way of acting. And I'm sure we'll find out who's responsible for it and make an example out of them.
Mayor continues to urge New Yorkers to stay calm, and he's asking anybody who's downtown to leave that area and to move uptown. Winds News Time 4:06. Trying to grasp the magnitude of the tragedy, workers at area hospitals with the help of medical personnel from across the country are making efforts to save whatever lives they can.
At the closest trauma center to the World Trade Center, that's St. Vincent's Hospital, there's been a slow trickle of patients coming in this evening. Only 327, that's the last official number that was released. The hospital was expecting thousands. Now, among that 327, 57 are police and fire department members who are among the injured. Three people are also dead. Hospital officials are still hoping that people will be brought in on the overnight and tomorrow for treatment. Now, injuries have ranged from crushing to severe burns, eye lacerations, and then to both smoke and dust inhalation. Most of those brought in this evening have been cops and firemen. Terry Sheridan, 1010 Winds at St. Vincent's Hospital.
If you're looking for a lost loved one, the NYPD has set up two new numbers, and they are 866-856-4167. That number again, 866-856-4167, or 212-741-4626. And that number again, 212-741-4626. Police say they've gotten calls from people trapped in the rubble of the World Trade Towers. Mayor Giuliani says the number of dead could rise into the thousands.
All over Lower Manhattan, people ran for their lives, many screaming hysterically, while others watched in disbelief as the two burning World Trade Center towers came crumbling down to the ground. Debris settled on everything below Chamber Street. These sanitation workers were among the first people to arrive at the scene. Like so many others, they watched in shock as they witnessed the unthinkable.
Well, the people were jumping out of the buildings. It was a big hole in the building from the first plane. It was a big gashing hole, and they were just falling out, throwing themselves out. You know, they didn't want to die in the flames.
People holding hands when they were going to get burnt and just jumped out of the building.
You saw people arm in arm jumping out?
Just holding hands, eight of them, and just held hands and just came right down the 80 floors.
And then you'd hear a gasp from the people watching this incident, and you knew another body was coming down.
When the buildings collapsed, the debris rained down onto the emergency service workers and the people they were treating at the triage centers below, killing dozens, according to several firefighters that we spoke to. Steve Kasten, Baum, 1010 Winds News.
Winds News Time 4:08. CNN's reporting that up to 800 people are missing after the hijacked jetliner crashed into the Pentagon yesterday. CNN quotes a Pentagon spokesman as saying between 100 and 800 Pentagon staff are missing and feared injured or dead. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Pentagon is functioning, though, adding it will be in business later today. Winds News Time 4:09. Shipments of blood are coming into New York City from all over the country for victims of the World Trade Center attack. The first shipment was due to arrive overnight at Teterboro Airport from Denver.
Let me make this clear. Your blood is desperately needed, just not now. The people at the American Red Cross Blood Center say if you're a negative blood type or O positive, you can show up at West 67th in Amsterdam at 8 a.m. Other blood types will be taken later. Volunteer Bonnie Long.
We need volunteers of any kind, social workers, construction, clerical, anything. We need you desperately. Drivers.
You can stop by. by any time to pick up an application. Bob Lemulik, 1010 Winds at Amsterdam Avenue and West 67th Street.
With the attack coming during the morning rush hour, many commuters found themselves stranded when the bridges and tunnels were closed and the subway was shut down.
People are milling around on the streets of Brooklyn. They can't get into Manhattan because the subway system has been shut down. Everyone has just about given up trying to get to work, but some people who left Manhattan were kicked off the subway on their way home, like Samantha Carfey of Queens, who was in Lower Manhattan, got out and has been stranded at the Rockaway Avenue subway stop in Brooklyn.
I was there not when they collapsed. I was on the train, but when the planes hit them, and we could feel it in my office. I'm on my way home. I'm trying to get home. I'm in Queens, and I can't even get a phone to call and let my parents know I'm okay.
That's because people can't use their cell phones to call home, so pay phones have big lines. Mona Rivera, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
It's been a difficult time for everybody, no doubt. In an emotional news conference, here's New York City Fire Commissioner Tom Von Essen speaking with the mayor last night.
We lost people that have given over 40 years. Commissioner Feehan has had every job in the department. Probably the most valuable person in the department. When I got this job, the mayor and Commissioner Safer said, make sure you keep Bill Feehan. Haven't regretted that one day.
President Bush began his day in Florida speaking with school children, ended it at the White House after having crisscrossed the country at various points during the day. The president's location was kept a secret as he was flown on Air Force One to bases in Louisiana and Nebraska. Last night from the Oval Office, the president said the United States was attacked because our country is a beacon of freedom. The president said, quote, today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature. Winds News Time 411. Let's go over to Rick Forrest to shadow traffic again for traffic and transit.
Well, Chris, traffic remains basically off limits at the Hudson and East River crossings going into Manhattan. If you are going back to New Jersey, you are able to use the upper level of the George Washington Bridge. Everybody else is being held up well before you get to these bridge and tunnel crossings. In Manhattan proper, basically no travel south of 14th Street. Most of the buildings there will be closed down. Only emergency vehicles permitted on many of the area roadways. So it's going to be a very tough commute downtown, obviously. Traffic right now on the FDR Drive and West Side Highway, also off limits. Both directions, all lanes closed south of 125th Street down to the Battery, and that, of course, except for emergency vehicles. In Brooklyn, both directions of the Gowanus Expressway BQE combination closed down from the Battery Tunnel up to the Brooklyn Bridge. It looks like things have opened up north of that. Traffic currently in New Jersey closed down eastbound Route 80 and the New Jersey Turnpike where they merge. Traffic is being forced to the local streets in Fort Lee. Eastbound Route 4 is closed in Englewood. Route 46 east is closed in Fort Lee. The Palisades Parkway is closed at exit 2. Eastbound Route 3 closed at the New Jersey Turnpike. Northbound Route 1 and 9 closed approaching the Pulaski Skyway. The Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike is closed, as is northbound Route 440 in Perth Amboy. The Belt Parkway is closed on the westbound side at JFK Airport. All traffic is diverted over to the service highway. The Staten Island-bound Goethals, Bayonne, and Outer Bridge crossings remain closed down. The Verrazano Bridge is open with some construction going on. Alternate side parking rules have been suspended citywide for today. At the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, New Jersey Transit has limited New York City service, as well as PATH Trains limited service to New York. Metro North will be operating a Saturday schedule today. However, sometime later today, they may resume normal service. LIRR says they will be on time and with full service. Subways south of Canal Street have been shut down. The Staten Island Ferry is only open to emergency service personnel, and the national air traffic has been suspended till at least noon today. Well, more shadow traffic and transit in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 413. 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones spoke to some of the people who managed to make it out of the World Trade Center before the towers collapsed.
In the first hour after the explosion and collapse of the Twin Towers, folks like Tom Colden stumbling down the street, covered in ash. He was at his desk on the 64th floor of One World Trade Center when the plane hit and the ceiling came down.
What was it like up there on your floor? Was it just pandemonium?
Now, Colden credits two firefighters with helping him and others go down the steps and out to safety. Colden only hopes that his two rescuers managed to rescue themselves. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
Winds News Time 414. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld made a point of saying he was at the Pentagon, the site of one of the attacks. The nation's defense secretary declared the Pentagon will be in business today. Alongside him was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Henry Shelton, who called those responsible for the attacks fanatics and says they will be found.
I extend my condolences to the entire Department of Defense families, military and civilian, and to the families of all those throughout our nation who lost loved ones.
Secretary Rumsfeld was in his office when the aircraft that slammed into the Pentagon hit the opposite side of the building. He just ran there after hearing of the Trade Center attack. Winds News Time 414. If you are looking for a lost loved one, the NYPD has set up two numbers. The first one, 866-856-4167. The second number, 212-741-4626. You're listening to our ongoing coverage of the terrorist attacks against America here on 1010 Winds, WINS, New York. More after this special report.
This is a CNN radio special report. I'm Lee Guerin. Because of Tuesday's terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, military ships have been placed off the west coast of the United States and Hawaii. There are military ships off New York. The borders to Mexico and Canada are closed. All airports across the U.S. have been closed, but domestic flights will resume at noon today. The entrances to three of Washington, D.C.'s most popular tourist attractions, the Lincoln and Jefferson Memorials and the Washington Monument, have been closed to traffic. While speaking to the nation Tuesday night, President Bush said our way of life and very freedom were under attack Tuesday.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors.
U.S. intelligence officials say there is good indication of links to Osama bin Laden. This is a CNN Radio special report.
And you're listening to 1010 Winds. Winds News Time 416. As night fell, New York City moved past the nightmarish scenes of people on fire jumping from buildings and braced itself instead for more pain, and that's to picking through the rubble for the dead and the injured, which is going to go on for a long time. Crews began heading into ground zero of the terrorist attack to search for survivors and recover bodies. We do not have any definitive numbers at this point. CNN producer Rose Arce witnessed the horror of people falling and jumping from the Twin Towers.
I'm about a block away, and there were several people that were hanging out the windows right below where the plane crashed when suddenly you saw the top of the building start to shake, and people began leaping from the windows in the north side of the building. You saw two people at first plummet, and then a third one, and then the entire top of the building just blew up, and splinters of debris are falling on the street. Where I'm right now, there's a thick plume of smoke, and you can see crowds of people, including emergency service workers and police officers, running from the scene, screaming. And there's a school nearby where there were kids in the schoolyard. That has been emptied out, and they're running up the street now, too.
Winds News Time 417. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres called the attacks tantamount to a declaration of war.
It was not an attack only upon America, but an attack upon civilization, an attempt to introduce the rules of jungle in our life, not to permit people to fly freely, to walk safely, to be assured at the places they live.
Perez says the terrorist attacks were attacks against all of humanity. Winds News Time 418. The wife of U.S. Solicitor General Theodore Olson was aboard the jetliner that crashed into the Pentagon and was able to call her husband as the plane was being hijacked. Barbara Olson, a familiar face on the cable news channels and frequent guest on Larry King Live, was a former congressional investigator and aide. CNN correspondent Tim O'Brien has more.
Barbara Olson told Ted the following story, that all the passengers were herded to the back of the plane, including the flight personnel, including the pilot, and the only weapons she mentioned were knives and cardboard cutters. You would think if there were a machine gun or any other kind of gun that she would have mentioned that.
Winds News Time 418, and as we've been telling you on 1010 Winds, a number of social help and other sorts of numbers have been set up for people to get information or get counseling. People searching for missing loved ones are directed to call 212-447-2998. New York City is experiencing a severe blood supply shortage. To offer assistance in the American Red Cross, call 1-800-HELP-NOW to donate blood in the local area. You can also call 1-800-933-BLOOD, so 1-800-HELP-NOW or 1-800-933-BLOOD for locations. Queens News Time 419. Mayor Giuliani witnessed the collapse of one of the towers, World Trade Center, but at one point says he found himself in danger.
I was in Midtown Manhattan, and I rushed down and saw a good deal of it with my own eyes. Saw the damage that was done to the World Trade Center. Saw people jumping from the top of the building. And then we were in 75 Barclay Street, where we set up a temporary command post, and then we were hit by the debris from the collapse of the Trade Center and were trapped in the building for a short while, then had to evacuate.
The mayor urging New Yorkers not to act on any feelings of anger. He's vowing that those responsible will be tracked down and brought to justice. Explosions were sounded also north of the Afghan capital near its airport early today, hours after the devastating attacks here in America. The U.S. quickly denied any involvement of the violence in Afghanistan. That's the country that's been shielding Osama bin Laden, a suspected terrorism mastermind, considered to be the chief suspect in these attacks. You're listening to coverage of the terrorist attacks against America here on 1010 Winds. It's 420.
Today, our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature.
I can't find, they got it from five rescues and seven squads. It's just, it's a devastating thing. I don't know, well, the fire department will recover, but I don't know.
And good morning. Once again, to recap for you, four commercial flights were hijacked yesterday. Two of the planes crashed into the Twin Towers, causing their eventual collapse. Another plane crashed into the Pentagon in Washington, and the fourth went down about 85 miles outside of Pittsburgh. The rescue and recovery efforts just really beginning to get underway, as yesterday it was simply too dangerous for crews to go into the area of the collapse. As of now, we really have no idea just how many people were killed in what is undoubtedly the worst attack against the United States in the history of our nation. Winds News Time 421. Now let's get an update on the traffic and transit situation, and here's Rick Forrest.
Chris, traffic remains off limits through much of lower Manhattan. This is not going to be a day where it's going to be easy to commute. It looks like if you are on Manhattan's east side, my Panasonic JamCam live view shows no traffic moving on the FDR Drive. The FDR Drive and the West Side highways both closed down south of 125th Street the entire length, right down to the Battery Tunnel. If you're trying to get into Manhattan at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln or Holland tunnels, all the roads leading to them are closed down well before you get to the tolls. No access to New York from New Jersey except by mass transit. There will be limited service on New Jersey transit trains and also PATH train service over at the East River crossings. Well, we still have the Manhattan-bound Triborough Bridge closed. The Throgs Neck and the Whitestone bridges are open. The Queensboro Bridge, Queens Midtown Tunnel, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg bridges are closed, as is the Battery Tunnel. The Staten Island-bound Goethals Bridge, Bayonne Bridge, and Outer Bridge crossing are also closed down. In Brooklyn, the inbound Gowanus Expressway closed at the Prospect. You'll be detoured off there. The BQE remains closed in both directions from the Battery Tunnel split to the Brooklyn Bridge. Traffic right now in New Jersey still being closed off northbound Route 1 and 9 just at the base of the Pulaski Skyway. The Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike is closed. Route 440 is closed in Perth Amboy. Route 46 east closed in Fort Lee. Eastbound Route 4 closed in Englewood. Eastbound 80 and the New Jersey Turnpike closed where they merge. Traffic is diverted to the local streets in Fort Lee, and the southbound Palisades Parkway is closed down at Exit 2. At the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, subway service currently is stopped south of Canal Street. LIRR is expected to have full service operating today. Metro North will be on a Saturday schedule. They may get a regular weekday schedule up sometime later today. There will be limited PATH train service to New York, as I mentioned, same as New Jersey Transit trains to New York City. Staten Island Ferry is only open to emergency service personnel, and national air traffic has been suspended until at least noontime. Alternate side parking is in effect. The shadow traffic watch never stops. Another report in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 423. Rescue workers are digging for bodies as the city begins to recover from the attack that toppled the World Trade Twin Towers. Lower Manhattan looks like a war zone with bodies lying in the street and blood and steel beams blocking roads. We get more from 1010 Winds reporter Lisa Evers.
They knew the danger to themselves, but that did not deter the brave firefighters, police officers, and EMTs who tried to help the victims of this catastrophe. William is an EMT who knows some of his friends didn't make it out alive.
The people that were trying to save the lives wound up having their lives taken away.
His partner Joe says the hardest part was dealing with the death and destruction they encountered when they so badly wanted to see signs of life.
I know I've lost friends, and I just got to right now be strong for me my peers.
He says all they can do now is pray. Lisa Evers, 1010 Winds at Chambers in West Street.
1010 Winds reporter John Montone experienced the same frightening moments as thousands of other New Yorkers yesterday. He was dangerously close to the World Trade Center during the attack.
Stu Morell of Glenrock was late for a meeting at the World Trade Center, and so he is alive. I was turned away by a doorman near the World Trade Center minutes before the first tower collapsed. A police helicopter circled that tower as people waved out the windows. Then came the great collapse. The people inside gone. The helicopter gone. Up on Broadway, there was a stampede. Hundreds of us ran from the volcano of bricks and thick, blinding soot. We went into a building where the dust was so thick and the hall was so crowded, it seemed only a matter of minutes before we would all die. We didn't. Someone found the door and we got out into what looked like nuclear winter, 3 to 4 inches of soot, with people gasping for air, crying, walking around in shock. John Montone, 1010 Winds News.
Winds News time, 425. President Bush and congressional leaders afterward have sought to calm our shaken nation and to show the government remains functioning in the wake of what's happened. Administration officials and members of Congress say they suspect fugitive terrorist Osama bin Laden, who's been sheltered in Afghanistan. Afghanistan's hardline Taliban rulers, however, have rejected those suggestions. President Bush began his day yesterday in Florida. For security reasons, he was taken to air bases in Louisiana and Nebraska before returning to the nation's capital last night. Victor Levine, a political science professor at Washington University in St. Louis, is also an expert on suspected terror mastermind bin Laden. He says while we don't know who carried out the attacks, the overall plan has the hallmark of bin Laden.
You don't retaliate until you have an address. This one doesn't have an address yet. We're not quite sure, you know, who was involved, what was involved, how many were involved. We're not even sure that it was Osama bin Laden, although he's the most likely suspect.
Levine says bin Laden has the money to finance such an attack and says bin Laden inherited hundreds of millions of dollars from his Saudi father and has access to that money since he's been sheltered by Afghanistan. The United States says bin Laden was behind the 1993 attack in the World Trade Center and the 1998 bombings on the U.S. embassies in Africa, as well as last year's bombing of the USS Cole. There'll be no school today for children in New York City.
New York City schools will not reopen until at least Thursday to give principals and staff members time to develop grief counseling and crisis intervention teams. Kids who lost someone in the tragedy or were traumatized will have a chance to talk about it with trained counselors when they come back. Tevin Taylor, a 9-year-old whose school in Brooklyn is not far from the Twin Towers, saw smoke filling his classroom, waited 4 hours for his mom to come and get him. And was he glad to see her?
When I saw her, I cheered, and then I went to my mother. I hugged her.
And you hugged him?
Oh, yeah, I gave him a big hug and kiss, squeezed his ears like I normally do. So it was a relief.
Now with a day off, schools are urging parents to talk with their kids about this tragedy. Mona Rivera, 1010 Winds News.
Winds News time, 427. 1010 Winds reporter Sandy Klein has been with rescue workers in New Jersey.
The Jersey City Medical Center is a level 2 trauma center and, of course, was called upon in the aftermath of the tragedy at the World Trade Center to take care of some of the wounded. 143 people were seen, 21 of them admitted. All came by ferry across the Hudson and then were taken by ambulance to the facility where the auditorium became the minor injury treatment room and the library was turned into kind of a center for the less wounded who could talk and meet with counselors. And the director of social work and case management said that some New York City cops and firefighters who weren't physically injured but were clearly traumatized have been receiving counseling. The facility went on code 1 alert, and that's for external disasters. At one point during the day, 20 ambulances from around the area went back into New York City to try and bring patients or the wounded back across the Hudson, but they were not able to get close to the site of the tragedy. Sandy Klein, 1010 Winds News at the Jersey City Medical Center.
Winds News time, 428. 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones spoke to some of the people who made it out of the World Trade Center before the towers collapsed.
The world's largest office complex now reduced to a pile of rubble, changing lives forever. Eugene Foti was at work inside One World Trade Center and says he ran for his life. Now, he's mad.
To me, I'm like, if I'm George Bush,
all out war. I mean, I know these guys are, you know, this is a holy war. They're not afraid to die, but you know, you gotta put these guys out of the misery one way or another. This is incredible. You can't stand for this in the United States.
And while some share Foti's anger, many are just in a state of shock, scared that what was once unthinkable happened twice. Al Jones, 10-10 wins in Lower Manhattan.
We want to take this minute now to review the timeline of the attacks that have occurred. It all started yesterday morning about 8:45. American Airlines Flight 11, carrying 92 people from Boston to Los Angeles, crashes into the North Tower, the World Trade Center. That's 8:45 yesterday morning. 9:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175, carrying 65 people from Boston to Los Angeles as well, crashes into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. 9:31, President Bush calls the crashes an apparent terrorist attack on our country. 9:40, American Airlines Flight 77, carrying 64 people from Washington to Los Angeles, crashes into the Pentagon. Trading on Wall Street at this point called off. 9:48, the Capitol and the West Wing of the White House evacuated. 9:50 a.m., One World Trade Center, the North Tower, collapses. Two World Trade Center, the South Tower, subsequently collapses. We'll have much more throughout the morning here on 1010 Winds, WINS New York, and Infinity Broadcasting Station on this developing story. The time now, 4:30.
This is a CNN Radio special report. I'm Cheryl Castro. Rescue efforts are underway to dig out survivors and victims from the rubble left by Tuesday's terrorist attacks. New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani says countless lives have been lost in New York after two hijacked planes crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. In Washington, speculation mounts that up to 800 Pentagon workers were killed. A third hijacked plane smashed into the five-sided structure. A fourth plane careened into the earth near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All fingers so far are pointing to Osama bin Laden. Taliban officials in Afghanistan say they doubt bin Laden is capable of coordinating attacks of such magnitude. As the nation reels from an emotional series of terrorist events, consumers could be feeling the pinch in their pocketbooks. We'll have more coming up. This is our special report from CNN Radio. Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating says he's upset by reports of gas price gouging in his state, where the price of unleaded gasoline is as high as $5 a gallon.
Any station that is charging an excessive price for gas is gouging, and there is no reason for that.
The nation's largest oil companies are trying to allay consumer worries by freezing their prices and pledging to keep distribution steady. The great American pastime also came to a standstill after attacks in New York and Washington. Major League Baseball is postponing a full schedule of regular season games for the first time since D-Day in 1944. Besides empty ballparks, racetracks were empty and sports television networks dropped highlight films to replay scenes of the deadly devastation. I'm Cheryl Castro. This is the CNN Radio Network.
And you're listening to 1010 Winds. Winds News Time, 4:32. We'll recap everything again for you in just a couple of moments. But right now, let's check in with Rick Forrest at Shadow Traffic.
Well, Chris, it looks like traffic is able to get along on the BQE again. They've lifted up the restrictions there, both directions, everything moving north of the Battery Tunnel, past the Brooklyn Bridge towards the LIE, and back again. Gowanus Expressway also moving smoothly on down to the Bell Parkway and up into the Prospect. Traffic in Manhattan still, well, it's going to be a tough one. The FDR Drive and West Side Highway are both closed south of 125th Street. Basically, anything south of 14th Street is going to be off limits to anybody except emergency vehicles. In New Jersey, eastbound Route 80 and the New Jersey Turnpike closed where they merged. Traffic detoured to the Fort Lee local streets. Eastbound Route 4 closed in Englewood. Southbound Palisades Parkway closed at Exit 2. East Route 46 closed in Fort Lee. Northbound 1 and 9 closed at the Pulaski Skyway. Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike is closed, as is northbound 440 in Perth Amboy. The Lincoln, Holland, and George Washington Bridge, all three Hudson River crossings are closed heading into Manhattan. The outbound George Washington Bridge is open on the upper deck. The Triborough Bridge to Manhattan is closed, as are the Queensborough Bridge, Midtown Tunnel, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg Bridges, and the Battery Tunnel. The Staten Island-bound Gothelsbaum and Outer Bridge crossings also remain closed. Alternate side parking rules are suspended citywide today. No subway service south of Canal Street. And the LIRR says they will be on full service today with regular service being offered. Metro North will be operating on a Saturday schedule. They may resume normal service sometime today. There'll be limited PATH train service from New Jersey to New York, and New Jersey Transit trains also with limited service. Staten Island Ferry only open to emergency service personnel. And national air traffic has been suspended till at least noon today. We'll have more shadow traffic and transit in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 4:34. Good morning, I'm Chris Ridley. Once again, to recap for you, four commercial flights were hijacked yesterday. Two of the planes crashed into the Twin Towers, causing their eventual collapse. Another plane crashed into the Pentagon in Washington, and the fourth went down about 85 miles outside of Pittsburgh. The rescue and recovery effort is just really beginning to get underway. Yesterday, it was simply too dangerous for crews to go into the area of the tower collapses, so as of now, we really have no idea just how many people were killed in what is undoubtedly the worst attack against the country in our nation's history. Mayor Giuliani was hopeful last night that there were survivors in the rubble. The mayor and police commissioner confirmed police had received cell phone calls from people trapped in the rubble. They also said two Port Authority policemen were pulled from the debris alive. Earlier, the mayor himself almost got trapped in a nearby building.
We were using a ground floor area as a temporary command center so that we could be close to where the rescue efforts were taking place. And as we were setting up, when we were on the phone talking to the governor and the White House, and the building collapsed and we had to evacuate through the basement. It was pretty dicey for a while.
Mayor Giuliani also is urging people not to come into Manhattan later today unless absolutely necessary.
If you have to come into Manhattan because your business is essential, then obviously do it. The upper part of Manhattan will be open. But if tomorrow is a day in which you want to stay home and stay with your family and give comfort and support maybe to other people that have been affected by this, it would be a good day to do that.
Lower Manhattan will be closed off to everybody except for essential personnel and residents. The mayor says the city will be open only north of 14th Street, however. Winds News Time 4:36. 300 members of the New York City Fire Department are missing. Among those lost in the disaster were First Deputy Fire Commissioner William Feehan and Peter Gonsi, Chief of Department. New York City Fire Commissioner Tom Von Essen spoke about his fallen colleagues.
Chief Gonsi, the same thing. Chief of Department, 33 years, 34 years. Ray Downey, we just honored him with a dinner. Almost 40 years of service. World renowned for situations like this.
To find information on missing firefighters, there's a number to call, 718-999-2541. Once again, to find information about missing firefighters, call 718-999-2541. Winds News Time 4:36. Here in the city, word that public and parochial schools will be closed today.
Students are being told to stay home from New York City schools until at least Thursday. But principals, assistant principals, psychologists, and social workers have to report to work to develop a plan for when the kids come back. Schools plan to have grief counselors on hand for any student who needs it and for trauma counseling. Tevin Taylor of PS 58 near Court Street in Brooklyn was close enough to the World Trade Center to be affected by this tragedy.
So they told me that in Manhattan there was a building that was on fire.
And the smoke was going to come into your classrooms. It was filling your classrooms? We were that close, huh?
Yeah, the smoke was going to come in our classroom, but we closed the window door.
Other kids lost loved ones in this tragedy or know people who were injured. A lot for them to digest, and counselors will be on hand when they come back to school on Thursday. Mona Rivera, 1010, Winds News.
Winds News Time, 4:37. President Bush began his day yesterday in Florida speaking to school children and ended it at the White House after having crisscrossed the country, moving locations throughout the day for his own personal safety. Air Force One touched down in Washington about 7 o'clock last night. Shortly afterward, the president went on live television to address the nation.
America was targeted for attack because we're the brightest beacon for freedom and opportunity in the world, and no one will keep that light from shining.
Presidents and terrorists can shake the foundation of our buildings, but cannot shake the foundation of America. He also said our military is powerful and prepared, that our first priority is to get help to the injured and to protect our citizens from further attacks. Winds News Time 4:38. The president's words also reiterated by other federal officials. Here's Attorney General John Ashcroft.
These heinous acts of violence are an assault on the security of our nation. They are an assault on the security and the freedom of every American citizen. We will not tolerate such acts. We will expend every effort and devote all the necessary resources to bring the people responsible for these acts, these crimes, to justice.
And here's Joint Chiefs of Staff General Henry Shelton.
Today we have watched the tragedy of an outrageous act of barbaric terrorism carried out by fanatics against both civilians and military people. Acts that have killed and maimed many innocent and decent citizens of our country.
Between 100 and 800 people are estimated to have been killed in that attack on the Pentagon. Winds News Time 4:39. While thousands of Palestinians celebrated the attacks, Yasser Arafat has deplored them.
First of all, I am offering my condolences, the condolences of the Palestinian people to the American president. President Bush, to his government, to the American people, for this terrible act. We are completely shocked, unbelievable.
Many Palestinians were handing out candy in celebration of what some called a sweet situation. Our coverage continues here on 1010 Winds. It's 4:40.
Of the worst ever act of terrorism directed at the United States on domestic soil.
Oh my God, the building fell! The South Building just crumbled from the top! Oh my God!
There's no words to describe what's going on out there. I mean, these bodies just coming a half hour later, still coming out of the goddamn sky. Devastating. Devastating.
Word that there are people alive in the rubble at what is left of the World Trade Center. Good morning, I'm Chris Riley, and this is continuous live coverage on 1010 Winds of the terrorist attacks that took down the Twin Towers and hit the Pentagon, too. We really have yet to witness the full impact of the tragedy that's most likely killed and injured possibly thousands. But there is word from the mayor and from the police commissioner. There are people alive in the rubble. They say they know this because the police have received phone calls from people who are trapped who've called them on their cell phones. The mayor did say they've pulled two people out, apparently both police officers. And we will recap the day's events in a moment, but right now, on 4:41, we'll check in with Rick Forrest at Shadow Traffic.
Oh, Chris, traffic right now is moving on all the roads through the boroughs. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island have opened up all their roadways. However, getting to Manhattan, well, it's still a no-go. Triborough Bridge is closed. Queensborough Bridge, Midtown Tunnel, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg Bridges, and the Battery Tunnel all closed heading into Manhattan. Likewise, in New Jersey, the only crossing that's open is the New Jersey-bound upper deck of the George Washington Bridge. I'm watching that live with the Panasonic Jam Cam I have in front of me. Inbound traffic is still stopped, as are the roads leading to the George Washington Bridge, and the Lincoln and Holland tunnels are closed in both directions. We still have closures in New Jersey on eastbound Route 4 in Englewood. All traffic off the highway there. Same as eastbound 46 in Fort Lee. Southbound Palisades Parkway at Exit 2. Eastbound Route 80 and the New Jersey Turnpike closed where they merge traffic to the Fort Lee local lanes right now. Northbound Route 1 and 9 is closed at the Pulaski Skyway. The Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike is closed, as is northbound Route 440 in Perth Amboy. Traffic in Manhattan is still stopped on the FDR Drive. However, the closure now extends only from 96th Street to the Battery Tunnel on the FDR Drive and West Side Highway both, and basically no traffic on any of the streets or avenues south of 14th Street. At the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, no subway service south of Canal Street. LIRR will be offering full service today. Metro North will be operating on a Saturday schedule. They'll try to resume normal schedule sometime today. There'll be limited PATH train service from New Jersey to New York. Also, New Jersey Transit trains will have limited service. The Staten Island Ferry will only be open to emergency service personnel. And if you are flying today, well, you're not flying today, at least for a while. National air traffic has been suspended until at least noontime. Alternate side parking is in effect. The shadow traffic watch never stops. Another report in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 4:43. To recap yesterday's events, two hijacked aircraft with passengers on board crashed into the two World Trade Center towers. The first crash happened shortly before 9 o'clock in the morning. morning, and then 18 minutes later, the second one. At 10 o'clock, the south tower of the World Trade Center came tumbling down, and at 10:28, the north tower also came down. Shortly before 5:30 Tuesday afternoon, building number 7, that's a 47-story building in the World Trade Center complex, crashed as well because of fire resulting from the earlier explosions. 1010 Winds reporter Lisa Evers at the scene of all the destruction in Lower Manhattan.
A massive rescue operation was launched to try and find survivors of this disaster. Firefighters, police, and EMTs like Yossi Stern worked long hours through the dusty rubble, painstakingly looking for anyone who might be alive.
As I was walking to assist in removing two bodies, I found under just two pieces of metal, we found some arms and legs.
He says the impact of what he experienced has not yet set in.
I think I'm still in shock. I don't think I really believe. I'm just working on adrenaline.
All concept of time was lost as these heroic rescuers risked danger to their lives in order to have a chance to save another. Lisa Evers, 1010 Winds at Chambers and West Street.
Winds News Time 4:44. Although Mayor Giuliani was hopeful there were survivors in the rubble, the mayor did confirm that we've lost a number of the city's top fire officials. Ray Downey was Chief of Special Operations Command, First Deputy Commissioner William Feehan, Chief of Department Peter Gonsi, and Father Judge, the department chaplain, were all confirmed killed in the collapse. Earlier, the mayor urged New Yorkers not to act on any feelings of anger.
We have a lot of people in the city of all different backgrounds and all diverse religions, and they're not responsible for this. Whoever is responsible, this came from outside the city of New York. I'm sure the United States government will figure out who it is, and I'm sure we'll make an example out of them, as we should. But that should be left to the law enforcement authorities like the police and the FBI, the military, and not to the people of the city.
We'll have much more coming up now, this special report.
This is a CNN Radio Special Report. I'm Lee Guerin. The Navy's Pacific Fleet deployed an aircraft carrier and at least a dozen ships with guided missiles to protect the west coast of the United States and Hawaii. Naval forces remain on the highest level of alert. The ruling Taliban in Afghanistan has denied that Osama bin Laden is responsible for the devastating terrorist attacks in the U.S. They said they've taken away all his communication equipment, so he has no way to direct such an attack. U.S. security officials say there are some things linking bin Laden to the attack. Meanwhile, rescuers have a grim task at hand, pulling the living and the dead from the wreckage of the World Trade Center buildings.
The rescue efforts are underway, but it's going to be a long, long process. And of course, when we look at this, what we remember and what shocks us and touches us is that here in New York, it was a day that started really so peacefully.
CNN Radio's Garrick Utley in New York. This is a CNN Radio special report.
Winds News Time 4:46. New York City public schools will be closed today, as will Catholic schools. However, schools chancellor Harold Levy is asking that principals, guidance counselors, social workers, psychologists, and crisis teams report to work to prepare plans to respond to the tragedy. Mr. Levy says work will include coordinating crisis intervention and will arrange for grief counseling and other support services as well. And the school's chancellor is encouraging parents to talk to their kids about what happened and to reassure them they're safe. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria spoke with a teacher from a city school who's faced with the task of explaining this to her young students.
For an adult, this terrorist attack can leave you speechless and angry. But imagine if you're a child. Sonia Zwemer is a teacher at St. Ignatius Loyola Elementary School on Park Avenue and 84th Street in Manhattan. And she spent her day trying to explain to the children what happened.
They were confused. They didn't really understand what was going on. They were sad for and concerned about people who worked in the building. A lot of them have parents, aunts, uncles, just friends, family that work in the building. So they were confused and scared and worried.
And she looked absolutely drained from the day as she walked off the Brooklyn Bridge. By the way, City Catholic schools are closed Wednesday. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
Winds News Time 4:47. President Bush arrived back at the White House about 7 o'clock last night. The president was ushered around to various spots around the country to ensure his safety. The president addressed the nation just after 8:30 last night and said the images of what happened have filled us with sadness and anger, but that the terrorists have failed because our country is strong.
Today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers, with the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
The president says terrorists can shake the foundation of our buildings, but they cannot shake the foundation of America. He says nobody will keep our nation's light from shining. He also says our military is powerful and it's prepared, that our first priority is to get help to the injured and to protect our citizens from further attacks. He says the search is underway for those behind these evil acts, and that will make no distinction between the terrorists and those who might harbor them. Winds News Time 448. In a briefing from Washington, other officials also vowed to track down and root out the terrorists who carried out the attacks. General Henry Shelton, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
I think this is indeed a reminder of the tragedy and the tragic dangers that we face day in and day out, both here at home as well as abroad. I would tell you up front, I have no intentions of discussing today what comes next, but make no mistake about it, your armed forces are ready.
He said the full resources of the Department of Justice are being deployed to investigate the attacks. He also says despite the attack in the Pentagon building, it will be open for business today. The FAA said earlier no planes will fly anywhere in the country until at least noon today. Winds News Time 449. The blasts that destroyed the World Trade Center and damaged the Pentagon also are sending reverberations throughout the entertainment world. The Emmy Awards ceremony in Los Angeles this weekend has been postponed, as well as the Latin Grammys that were set for last night. In addition, Disneyland in California, Disney World in Florida, and other amusement parks have been shut down, and Hollywood studios canceled their operations. Paramount, Sony Pictures, and Warner Brothers stopped production of movies and TV shows and even suspended tours for the day. Tapings for last evening's episode of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno in Burbank, as well as Late Night with Conan O'Brien in New York City, were all postponed. NBC says Leno and O'Brien will be off the air all week long. The second annual Latin Grammy Awards show, which was scheduled for last night in Los Angeles, was canceled. Officials say it won't be rescheduled. The Emmys were set for Sunday in L.A., and Emmy official says no new date will be set until they can find out the extent of the tragedy and the public mourning that will take place as a result. Several national pastimes, including the national pastime baseball, have been put on hold in the wake of the attacks. Major League Baseball scrapped its entire day's schedule hours after the attacks at the World Trade Center. A concert by Madonna last night in Los Angeles was put on hold. Many movie theaters and other public gathering areas closed their doors, and most television networks scrubbed their regular programs in favor of wall-to-wall coverage of the attack. Our coverage of the terrorist attacks against America continues here on 1010 Winds. Winds News Time 451. We're going to check traffic and transit now again with Rick Forrest.
Well, Chris, traffic heading into Manhattan still blocked at all the Hudson and East River crossings. This is going to be a very rough commute for anybody who's trying to get into the borough of Manhattan today. From New Jersey, Lincoln and Holland tunnels are closed, as is the George Washington Bridge. You can still go back to New Jersey at the George Washington Bridge, although you'll be diverted to the upper deck. The Goethals, Bayonne, and Outer Bridge crossing bridges are also closed heading into Staten Island from New Jersey. All the East River crossings, with the exception of the Frog's Neck and Whitestone Bridges, which run between the Bronx and Queens, are closed down as well. Traffic in New Jersey heading east on Route 80 and the New Jersey Turnpike closed where they merge. Traffic is being forced to the local streets in Fort Lee. Eastbound Route 46 remains closed in Englewood. The southbound Palisades Parkway, all traffic diverted off at Exit 2. Eastbound Route 46 closed in Fort Lee. Northbound Route 109 is closed in the Pulaski Skyway. Eastbound Newark Bay extension of the New Jersey Turnpike is closed, as is the northbound side of Route 440 in Perth Amboy. If you are in Manhattan, the FDR Drive and West Side Highway are both closed down south of 96th Street right down to the Battery, and that's for both directions. There's also no traffic on any of the streets or avenues south of 14th Street. From the 1010 Winds Transit Desk, subways south of Canal Street are still shut down. LIRR will be offering full service today. Metro North will be operating on a Saturday schedule. However, they may resume normal service sometime later today. There will be limited PATH train service from New Jersey to New York. However, New Jersey Transit says they have now resumed a normal schedule going from New Jersey into New York. Staten Island Ferry only open to emergency service personnel, and if you are flying today, well, unfortunately you're not. National air traffic has been suspended nationwide till at least noontime. Alternate side parking rules have been suspended citywide. More shadow traffic and transit in 10 minutes on 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 453. Once again, Mayor Giuliani says he was hopeful there were survivors among the debris at the World Trade Center. City officials confirmed the police had received received cell phone calls from people trapped in the rubble. They also said two policemen had been pulled out alive, but they spoke of fatalities as well. More on that from 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
The fire department is mourning the potential loss of some 300 firefighters, including several top brass that maybe have been lost fighting this fire. Among them, Deputy Chief Ray Downey, Deputy Chaplain Father Michael Judge, Chief of Department Peter Ganchi, and First Deputy Commissioner Bill Feehan. Commissioner Thomas Von Essen devastated by this loss.
We've got over 300 people that are missing that we can't account for. We believe that many of them are gone.
And Police Commissioner Carrick says the NYPD is searching for 32 of their own lost somewhere in the debris. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds at the Mayor's Command Center.
Winds News Time 4:54. No school today for New York City school children.
New York City schools will be closed for at least one day in the wake of the World Trade Center attack, but not closed for everyone. Principals, assistant principals, psychologists, social workers all have been told to report to work to develop a grief counseling and crisis intervention plan. That's because some kids saw the World Trade Center towers collapse. Others, like 9-year-old Tevin Taylor of PS 58 in Court Street in Brooklyn, may have been traumatized. He saw smoke filling his classroom and immediately felt scared.
I'm thinking about my mother, that if she's okay at work, because the smoke spreading out everywhere, because it'll win.
You saw the smoke and heard what was going on?
Well, I haven't heard what was going on, but the man, the janitor at school, he said to close the windows because the smoke, it will come in.
This is the kind of memory affecting school kids which may require counseling, so crisis teams will be on hand when schools reopen on Thursday. Mona Rivera, 1010 Winds News.
Winds News Time, 4:55. 1010 Winds reporter Juliette Papa was in Lower Manhattan Tuesday morning talking with eyewitnesses.
Will Phillips and Anthony Zuccardo were right across the street when the first tower toppled.
It fell down like a stack of cards, half the cards.
You had glass shattering, and it was coming down straight. All this glass was coming down. The top was just literally going right into the ground, and stuff was falling out.
It looked like it was going to fall right on top of you.
They ran and managed to get towels from a nearby gym to cover their faces. Others who saw the rubble described it as looking like World War III. Death and destruction everywhere. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
And here's 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones.
A huge pile of rubble where once was the world's largest office building complex. Eugene Foti was inside the Twin Towers when the first plane struck. He was outside when the first tower fell.
As soon as the top dropped, the bottom just came with it. And it was just, I mean, my assumption is I didn't hear an explosion from the bottom, but from seeing the impact of the plane come in, crash into it, it crashed in the middle of the building. And that's what I'm assuming caused structural damage, but to bring down the rest of the building. But it's just a fact that I've got something straight out of the movie.
And it's also something that Foti and others look at with shock and wonderment. They now look down the street and see nothing. The majestic landmarks now reduced to rubble. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
Winds News Time, 4:56. 1010 Winds reporter Sandy Klein was with some of the rescue workers who helped the injured into New Jersey.
Jersey City Medical Center went on Code 1 alert this morning. That's for an external disaster, and what a disaster it was. Patients were ferried to this facility. They were taken across the Hudson, and then ambulances picked them up on the Jersey City side. The building's auditorium turned into the minor injury treatment room. One of the emergency room doctors who had been treating patients said this is the worst catastrophe she's ever seen. Lynn McFarlane is the director of public affairs for the hospital, and she talks about how the facility pulled itself together.
Well, when we first heard about the disaster, we knew that we had to pull all of our personnel together. We put our code 1 in alert and called in all of our medical staff as well as support staff. We're just all working together, from our webmaster signing up people coming in to volunteers coming in from the community as well as our regular volunteers.
Most of the patients here were treated for smoke inhalation burns, upper body contusions. 143 people have been seen at this facility. Sandy Klein, 1010 Winds News at the Jersey City Medical Center.
Winds News Time, 4:57. New York's two senators, Schumer and Clinton, have vowed to help in any way they can. Senator Schumer spoke to President Bush. Senator Clinton vowed that those responsible will be caught.
To the families of those who may have losses, and so many calls we received today from people who couldn't find loved ones,
didn't know where they were. We feel your pain. I know for an hour I couldn't find my daughter, whose high school is in the shadow of the World Trade Center.
There is absolutely no need for anyone anywhere to panic. This has been carried out in an orderly and effective manner, but we have a lot of work ahead of us, and that work includes the identifying of those who are responsible for this cowardly and evil act and holding them accountable wherever they might be, however long it would take.
Winds News Time 4:58. With the city's emergency service personnel stretched to the brink, Governor Pataki has called out the National Guard.
It's obviously a horrific attack, but the focus has to be on helping those whose lives are at risk, helping to make sure we take every possible security step for those who are looking to leave the area and to get assistance to those who are still injured. That's the focus at this point.
Governor Pataki also has issued a statement, which I'll now read. We pray for the children who will go to bed without their mothers and fathers, for the mothers and fathers who've lost the children they loved, and for the husbands and wives who will return to empty homes. We pray for the firefighters, police officers, and rescue workers who tragically died while committing extraordinary acts of heroism. Winds News Time, 4:59. Now, in terms of the investigation, American officials have begun piecing together a case linking Osama bin Laden to what's become the worst terrorist attack in American history. They're aided by an intercept of communications between bin Laden supporters and harrowing cell phone calls from victims on board the jetliners just before they crashed. Authorities are focusing some of their efforts on possible bin Laden supporters in Florida based on the identification of a suspected hijacker on one of the manifests of the four jets that crashed. I'm Chris Ridley. 1010 Winds reporter Lee Harris will have much more coming up next at 5 o'clock, along with continued special coverage here on 1010 Winds, WINS New York. And Infinity broadcast.